Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Serpa's pitch, a swing and a hit to left field for Wynn. Taking the turn at second, Nupar is trying for third. The throw, the slide, safe and into second base, Mason Wynn.
Cardinals with a homestand of 9 games. It began last night against the Kansas City Royals. Unfortunately, the Royals were able to come back. Cardinals up, KC takes game one of the series, however, and they'll get back at it tonight. 5:50 pregame show, 6:45 first pitch right here on KMOX. To the guest line we go. Voice of the Cardinals, you just heard right there. John Rooney is with us on KMOX. Good morning, John.
Good morning, all. How's it going?
We're doing okay here on the show. So last night, that was a difficult one. One of the tougher losses the Cardinals have had this season. So, as you saw it, what happened there?
Well, things fell apart on Pallante. He had retired 13 in a row, and the next thing you know, 5 hits in a row. And then the Royals are right back in it. Witt drove in 4 of the runs last night, but it was Salvador Perez hit with 2 outs that drove in the go-ahead run, and the Cardinals did not have an answer. And Steven Matz wasn't all that effective when he came in. Leahy was a little bit better. I think he had a pretty good grip on his slider as things worked out. Hopefully he's found that because he's been so good to this point in the season. And last night, Matt Swanson did a nice job finishing up. But it was just that start that went down the drain so fast for Andre Pallante, and the Cardinals weren't able to come back. The Royal bullpen wasn't in the shape that it's in now when they played back in the middle of May in Kansas City. That's a better bullpen. They seem to be rested up and did a good job last night. And we'll see what happens tonight in the rematch of Miles Michaelis against the young lefty Noah Cameron.
You mentioned Steven Matz, and it wasn't as good for him last night, but he has been pretty good for them in that role.
Well, bullpen has been pretty good. Didn't give up a run in the Baltimore series. And then Texas was able to get to them on Friday and again on Sunday. And then the Royals were able to add on last night. But it was the start that got away from Pallante. I'm sure that's eating away at Andre today, how he was really cruising after giving up a single and a home run to the game's first two batters. Witt hit a home run to make it 2-0. Nolan Gorman came back to tie it up with a two-run homer that went off Isbell's glove in center field. And then it was 13 in a row set down by the Cardinals starter. But, boy, when it goes fast sometimes, and it did last night.
Hey, John, it was Pallante's second time being a starter in the big leagues. And, I mean, there's got to be an art to it, a skill to it, that he's still learning as well as he adjusts to being a starter.
Well, he didn't have his curveball last night. When he's spiking the curveball, they can just eliminate that pitch and zero in on what he's throwing. And that was one of the things that happened. We've seen him spike that curveball recently, and it doesn't pay dividends when he does that. So it got away from him last night, and we just move forward now, and he'll have to think about that the next 4 or 5 days and getting ready for the next start.
You know, John, being a broadcaster, you're doing, you know, you got a job to do, and you know, you're just presenting the game. But do you, as a part of you, of course, wants the Cardinals to win. So as a broadcaster, when a game like that happens, do you have feels about it? You know, are you like, ah, dang it, you know, deep down, even though you can't say it like that, are you feeling like a fan might feel when a lead slips away like that?
Oh, every team announcer wants their team to win. It makes things a whole lot easier. And I've had some guys say, well, if you give me a 500 team, or at least we're winning every other day, I can make it interesting. But the team makes it interesting with the way they've been playing. They're in every game. They were in that game last night. They fell behind and just couldn't get a big hit. They left runners at second and third in two innings. You bring in two of those runs, make it a one-run ball game, then the pressure's on the Kansas City bullpen, and it might be a different outcome. But that may turn around tonight, and they may be able to even up the series and then go for a series win on Thursday. But no, every team announcer wants their team to win. There's no question about it. But you try to stay objective in presenting the game so you don't miss anything out there, because things happen good and bad throughout any game that's played.
Also, as a broadcaster, obviously a fan of the game itself, do you enjoy when you get an opportunity to see a young player like the Royals' top prospect, Caglione, in his major league debut?
Well, we'll see how he does. That's the way I look at it. There are so many players that are hyped in baseball, and some work out, some don't. Bobby Witt Jr. was really hyped. He has worked out. I thought he was the MVP in the American League last year because he can run, he can throw. He made a great throw on a play last night that took a hit away from one of the Cardinals, deep short. And he worked out. But we'll see what Caglione has going. He hit all those home runs. He had four homers, I think, in a five-game stretch at Salt Lake City recently. And that was making the move from Double-A to Triple-A. He stands in well at the plate, and he might be worth all the hype, but it's a long, long season. We all remember Bo Hart, how that worked out. Mm. He was, just gangbusters when he first came to the big leagues. And then, if you don't make the adjustments, things don't work out. But that happens to a lot of players who come up.
I think that's one thing I've come to appreciate more and more over the years is just, it's not just getting to the big leagues, which is so difficult, but staying in the big leagues is almost impossible. It's so impressive when players have long careers.
Well, that's the hard part. Once you get here, you have to stay here. And I think overcoming the fear and the feelings like, if I mess up, I'm going back. If there's any doubt, especially in baseball, if a player has any doubt about his performance in the field, at the plate, or a pitcher who's trying to find something that works, it probably won't. The confidence level is so important in this game, where Yogi said 90% of the game's half mental. It's almost all mental. It was a funny line, but I know what he's talking about, that if you don't have the right frame of mind, and George Kissel always said that you have to have that good concentration and rely on the fundamentals of the game and what you've been taught. For a pitcher to trust their stuff, for a hitter to go with what's been working and adjust from there. It's all part of staying in the big leagues. And we've seen guys come up, they did okay, then they didn't do so well, went back down, and the next time up, they stayed for a complete career. Lance Johnson comes to mind. He was in the Cardinals organization and traded along with Ricky Horton to the White Sox for Jose De Leon, but he didn't do well at the big league level with the White Sox. Went down. There was a change of managers. When he came back up, he did not go back. Led the league in triples several times. Was in the top four or five in outfield assists as he learned to hit the cutoff man, and did a great job with that. And the guy could steal bases. But he had to go through that adjustment period, as many, many players do.
What do you believe a manager's role is in creating an environment that helps a young player, you know, like Victor Scott or Jordan Walker or whoever else, have confidence to stick around?
I mean, it's up to a player to do something, too. I hear this is on the manager and that's on the manager. And the manager, the coaching staff, they are doing everything they can to put these players in a position where they can succeed. But eventually, it's up to the player. That's the accountability and the responsibility. I think the best thing a manager and a coaching staff can do is demand accountability. Look, this is what you have to do to perform. We think you're good. That's why you were drafted, and that's why you're here. And I think that's what we've seen from these young players so far. But I hear so many other people, well, the manager has to do this and do that. He has to manage what he's given, and these managers put in so much time. They're at the ballpark so early, and they're thinking about the game even when they're not at the ballpark. But they are doing the preparation to try to work with guys individually, to try to work with the hitters and then the pitchers. What goes on to win one baseball game, I think, would blow fans away if they happen to see it on a day-to-day basis. But eventually, and I think that's why the outfield difference defense has been so much better, John Jay has demanded accountability out there. And now the players demand accountability themselves, and they work with each other in that regard. It's a competition to get better, and that's why I like this team. That's why I like the way they've played so far, because they have given themselves a chance to win, and they're thinking about what they're doing, and they're looking to get better. And a manager, that's the thing he can do with his coaching staff, is just put them in that position. And, yes, the manager has to be a coach. He has to be a developer. He has to be a psychologist, and he has to be a little bit of everything because these guys are human. Yeah. They come in, they have families, and there are issues, I'm sure, at home that they have to deal with, or issues that they're dealing with within their family back home. For the young guys who are away from home for an extended period of time for the first time in their careers, and a lot of these guys just shoot right through the majors. Just like Caglione coming up after being drafted not that long ago, or Jackson Holliday. But once they get the taste of big league life and they catch on to what they need to do to stay in the big leagues, and the coaches and the managers are very helpful in that regard. But it all comes down to accountability for the players themselves, I think.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No, you mentioned the players, the manager, and obviously the coaching staff would help build those relationships. And I imagine, feel like I've heard a lot of stories, especially from the Cardinals clubhouse, that veteran players also play a role in helping to guide the younger guys.
You know, there are people that you say chemistry in a clubhouse is an important thing, and some say, it doesn't matter at all. The guys get done, they shower, they get dressed, they head home and do this or that, but they do spend a lot of time together at the ballpark. And these guys, I think, really care for one another. They pull for one another, and they are kind of looking after one another. And you need a few veteran players. The thing I've really seen change in baseball is where you don't have that 30-something player that's making $1, $2, $3 million that could really be a big voice and a big factor in helping young players develop and that bridge between the young players and the veterans. You don't see that anymore, probably because of the economics in the game. And the minimum salary is over 800, I believe, now. So you don't have that guy. And at one point, that was John Jay, Daniel Descalzo, when they got to that point in their careers. I just thank goodness that we have them on the coaching staff where they can help teach, they can help develop. But it's always good to have a helping hand from one of your teammates. And it comes from teammates caring about one another. And if you have a really good clubhouse going there and you have guys pulling for one another, that usually shows up in the results in a positive way on the field.
All right, last thing, John. 60 games are done in this baseball season. What has been, in your opinion, the story of the Cardinals in 2025?
Well, I think it's the story of the hitting and being in just about every ball game. They've only been out of maybe three or four games tops out of the 60. And that's saying a lot for a team that many look at to be one of the bottom teams in the division, either fourth or fifth when the season started. And the way the guys have gone about their work, it's been fun to watch. They're an exciting team. They battle every time they go out there. The effort, we knew they would go out and they would really give it their best to compete. But they've done a lot more than that, as I think they've been learning to win and how to come back in games. Last night, one of those games that gets away, and I go back to my good friend, the late Jim Fregosi. He told me for the first time, he said, baseball, you're only as good as that night's starting pitcher. And last night, things fell apart on Andre Pallante, and the Royals picked up a win. Even though their pitcher wasn't very good starting the game either, the Cardinals got seven runs off Lorenzen. But the bullpen was just a little bit better for Kansas City, and that's why the Royals won. But the Cardinals are even in the season series with the Royals, a playoff team from a year ago. And we have another playoff team from a year ago, made the World Series coming in over the weekend, and the Dodgers and the Toronto Blue Jays are trying to get back there to where they're a consistent winner in the American League. They're coming in yet. June is going to be a challenge, but after playing so well in the month of May against some pretty good teams, I think the guys know what they need to do, how they need to go about it, and that's why it's fun to watch them go out and compete, feeling they have a chance to win.
5:50 pregame show tonight, 6:45 first pitch, game two against the Royals. John Rooney will be on the call. We appreciate it, John, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, sounds good. Have a good one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.